This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, November 18, 2021, and these are the headlines. A city government official has warned of the possible surge of COVID-19 infection again, with children feared to become the spreaders this time. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, made the warning after the order of allowing children to enter business establishments following the easing of quarantine protocols. Sclosser said parents must ensure that they and their children should strictly follow minimum health standards outside their homes. In another story, newly appointed presidential spokesperson Carlo Alexei Nograles announced that the Interagency Task Force has approved the proposal of the Commission on Higher Education to implement face-to-face classes in the tertiary level. Nograles said that under the approved resolution, the CHED is mandated to execute the phased implementation program to ensure the safe reopening of higher education campuses. The Phase 1 implementation period shall be from December 2021 onwards. During these phases, all higher education institutions in areas under Alert Level 2 may apply for limited face-to-face classes. In business, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III has underscored the need for businesses to adapt quickly to the rapid changes in the economy resulting from digital innovations to prepare them for a new, better normal that the government expects to commence at the onset of 2022. Dominguez said the Duterte administration has been putting in place an array of measures to encourage innovation to flourish under this new economy and let the government take advantage of digital technology to improve its services. These include implementing a liberal regulatory regime for financial technology enterprises, using digital innovations to improve the monitoring of the capital markets, and shifting government transactions, including tax payments online, to better serve the public, Dominguez said. In sports, the Philippine Sports Commission has cleared the national athletes to train again in any of its facilities beginning next year. In a statement, the PSC said it will be reopening its facilities for the national athletes for training not earlier than January 10, 2022, after the board approved the resolution. This resumption is dependent on the provision of many considerations for safety before final implementation, the PSC said. The PSC is currently operating the Rizal Memorial Sports Complex in Manila, the Phil Sports Complex in Pasig, and the Baguio Training Camp. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.